listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. That means it is time for Historically Speaking with our friend Dr. Daniel Harmelink at Concordia Historical Institute.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning, sir?
Good. I thought we'd start every sentence by saying historically speaking and then go into the sentence. What do you think about that?
Sounds great. Go for it.
Historically speaking, Concordia Historical Institute is interested in historic things, right? So there's two news reports, two news feeds that were on yesterday. One is in Buckley, Illinois, and one's in Humboldt Park, Illinois. Have you been to either?
Perhaps. It was so memorable, I forgot.
Right. There are Lutherans living in both these communities. Let's see, which one? I guess I'll go with this one first. First of all, there's a gentleman in Humboldt Park. His name is Eric Nordstrom, and he is more of an archaeologist than he is a church historian. He goes to places around the Chicago area where buildings are being demolished, and he's looking for something that most people are not on that's not on people's radar. And he's found a couple dozen of these metal boxes secretly mm-hmm. buried in the foundations of these buildings, right? And he opens them up and finds that these are time capsules that were put together. They were constructed at the time that the building was erected. And then people forget about these. So there's an article yesterday talking about a time capsule from 1889 discovered in a demolished Humboldt Park church. And this was a Lutheran church, maybe not Missouri Synod, but there were newspaper clippings and journal entries and the business card of the pastor mm-hmm. of the church, the first pastor. And the sad thing is that he's contacted the media. He's tried to contact church officials, but because the church had closed years and years ago, there seems no one interested in viewing or seeing these historic treasures. So it's really kind of sad, you know. Time capsules discovered and no one cares. So that was on the news wires yesterday. But also,
I looked it up. I had to look up where Humboldt Park was.
Yes.
I have been to Humboldt Park.
You have?
I was a student at Concordia University in Chicago, Concordia River Forest. And it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from there. And I'm sure that I've been through there numerous times. I also did my internship in Chicago, not too far from there. So, I bet I've been to Humboldt Park.
You probably drove by this building, by this church.
I'm sure numerous
times.
Which
is no longer there.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, historically speaking, there's another news item, and that is in Buckley, Illinois. There is St. John's Lutheran Church, and this is a LCMS church. And guess what? This Sunday, they're having a special ceremony to bury a new time capsule after remembering their history and remembering that in 1916, the church laid its cornerstone and included a time capsule in there. So they're reenacting this and including items of today, you know, parallel items that were included in the time capsule 100 years ago. So what do you think churches would put in a time capsule?
Oh,
historically speaking.
Maybe a record of membership from that time?
Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. List of members?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I don't know. What
often
else?
A chronology of events, you know, important events in the life of the church up till then, like how it was formed. For example,
the history, yeah.
In Buckley, I think some people that were in an established Lutheran LCMS congregation moved, a couple of families moved to Buckley, and with that came the desire to begin a church. So again, these kinds of things over time are forgotten. Hmm. But if people have said, I've never heard of this, a time capsule hidden in the church building, in the cornerstone of mm-hmm. the church building, often they are hollowed out. And then these boxes are put in. So a couple of years ago, I got a call from the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in North St. Louis saying, could you come and we need you to investigate this strange thing that we found. Unfortunately, the church building at Bethlehem on North Florissant, the roof started caving in, and ultimately got to the point that it was not safe. So they had to take mm-hmm. the church building down. The church is still there, but they're now worshiping in the school building. But what they discovered is one of these time capsules. It was a copper box and just incredibly corroded. And they said, "We're afraid to open it up."
Why?
They didn't know what was in it.
What?
So I was wearing my official CHI shop coat.
It's a sharp coat, by the way.
Which I'm wearing today. And went over there. And so we opened it up together. Now, what had happened, many, many, many years ago, the church building was constructed in 1895. So, you know, it's been a while. And I don't think they ever opened it up. But we opened it up. And they had put in books, I think a hymnal, a handwritten copy of the history of the church until that day, a few coins of the day. And we opened it up, and it had all turned, literally, it had all turned to dust.
Wow.
So taking these books out, just lifting them out, they just fell apart.
Just the right atmospheric conditions that.
Unfortunately, we could tell by the patina of the copper that moisture had got in there. It was not watertight, and slowly just cooked the contents to the point that they were dust. So I think the first thing. So all of this, I've taken photographs. I brought the original, one of the documents that. Was kind of preserved, but you can see, you know, it's got holes in it. The writing in pencil is faded, and probably half of the writing is now lost. Yeah. So, you know, what a shame. So the first cardinal rule when it comes to if you're on a church committee and they want to do a time capsule or investigate what's in the time capsule, the first thing is anything of value, do not put in the time capsule.
Because it's not going to survive.
Do not put the original constitution signed by all the members. Do not roll that up and put it in a time capsule, because you are putting it at severe risk.
Mm-hmm.
Put a copy in the time capsule and put the other one in a environmentally controlled place. So there are guidelines, and CHI would like to share those. Some of the guidelines that we have for creating a time capsule is one, don't put any canned foods in there or ammunition. Electronic data, you know, like a hard drive, that's not going to survive. You know, if people put in like a CD, well, good luck opening or trying to get information in 50 or 100 years from now. Put things in, newsprint won't last. Put copies of things in there, and then, you know, take better use of the originals. So I always point to the parable of the talents, right? And the guy thinks that he's doing a good thing and buries his talents. Burying something does not keep it in a good environment. When he gave those talents back to the king, they were all corroded and they looked disgusting, right? But it is a testament. I think it can be used in an educational way to get the congregation around, okay, what historic items reflect the legacy of this congregation. I think it's a good mm-hmm. thing, right? But it is not a safety deposit box. And in the case of Bethlehem, you know, it was a very sad day to open up that copper vessel and find everything just gone.
Yeah, some of the things are kind of patina colored, kind of the green color.
It's right onto the paper, and unfortunately the acid has eaten the paper mm-hmm. away.
I looked it up. I have been to Buckley, Illinois as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So
it's a great community. If you're in the Buckley area, go to St. John Lutheran Church this Sunday and see them bury one of these time capsules next to their front sign. I'm sure the Sunday school kids, it'll be a memorable day for them. But, you know, this is not just for elementary school kids. This is a testament to God's gracious work in the church for the whole congregation, the whole community. So I don't know, at the International Center, maybe there is a cornerstone with a box in it. Who knows?
That's a good question.
There is one at CHI.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
What's in that?
Can't tell you.
Top secret.
All I know is there are copies of important documents. So if you're thinking of that, you know, if you're having a church anniversary come up, this is one of the activities you can do. And this gets the whole congregation involved as far as, you know, maybe everyone can sign a membership list and then, again, make a copy, put it in mm-hmm. the time capsule. Anything put in there is at risk. So make a copy. It's a good thing.
Is this some sort of trick to preserving stuff in a time capsule?
Someone said that you should take PVC and, you know, seal that. And so there are, I mean, you can pay hundreds of dollars for some archaeology, you know, it's called future archaeology, right? You can buy one of these things. And they're all sealed, you know, hermetically sealed with,
so there's no moisture
with a humidity control thing in there. But again, you know, that's a big ticket item. If your church has those resources, great. Contact CHI. We'd love to have you partner. We'd love to partner with you on that. But it's just basically, it's a moisture and temperature thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if those are controlled, things will last longer. Putting it out either in the dirt or in a church building, the temperature is going to go up and down, and who knows what kind of moisture is going to get in there.
A neat idea, but it may not necessarily accomplish what you set out to do because of the environmental factors.
Yeah.
Well, very good. With just a few seconds left, any idea what we're looking forward to next week?
We'll probably be talking about the latest issue of Concordia Historical Institute Quarterly.
Has it been a whole quarter already?
We're receiving the next issue from the printer today. And so if you're a CHI member, you'll be getting that mail in the next 10 days. So look forward to that.
Historically speaking, I think it's time to say goodbye. Thanks,
Great.
Dr. Harmelick.
Blessings, Andy.
Thanks, you too.